your thing.
Okay, well, if you had a whole group of trees like this, what would you call it?
A forest.
Okay. And tell me about just some trees in this area, or what types of trees?
Well, so many of our trees are gone. Our chestnut trees, and you know, they just about all died out. We have quite a few maples, and let's see, dogwood. I was about to forget those. We have a lot of dogwood trees, forest them really. And let's see, and this old tree, these old trees up here on the bank, I don't know what they're called. Let's see, I don't know if they're elm or what.
How about one with long white limbs and a white scaly bark?
Oh, sycamore.
Okay.
We don't have too many of those either. We used to have them.
They were dying?
They must be dying out.
Boy. How about George Washington? Chopped down
a cherry tree.
Okay. And there's
not too many cherry trees either.
A shrub whose leaves become very red in the fall and it's poisonous to some people. And there are two kinds. Very
red.
Yes. And berries that are
looking. Well, that's
kind
of dogwood is one of them.
Well, it's shorter than dogwood.
Shorter.
Mm-hmm. It's more of a shrub.
What?
Sumac.
A what?
Sumac.
Sumac.
Ah, okay.
Sumac.
And are there two kinds? What are the two kinds?
Well, that may be pronounced sumac.
That's just how they say it.
But we say sumac here.
Are there two kinds?
No, I guess the same thing. It does have berries on it.
They're both poisonous? Because I think one's got a different color leaf. How about the, I think it's a weed that causes people to break out all over. It's very common.
A weed?
It's three leaves.
Oh, poison ivy and poison oak.
Okay.
We have both of those here.
And what do you call red berries that jam are made out of? They grow in rows, and they've got little seeds.
Strawberry.
Okay, and there's one that you can almost pull the center out, and it's about the same size as a strawberry. It has
well,
a
of course, you said red, and blackberry is dark blue and almost black.
Okay.
But I can't think of. Now they used to raise gooseberries too, and they're delicious, but they've just about all died out. They grow on a briar like a blackberry.
How about grass?
Raspberry.
Okay. Are there any around here?
There's a little patch up the railroad track here, and I don't know what happened this spring, but I don't know whether the railroad company sprayed something on them, but the outside edges just like a blight or something.
Okay.
And they didn't have any berries much.
If something that you could eat could kill you, then you might say that it's
poisonous.
Okay. What do you call this may, I don't know if any of it grows here, but there's a flowering bush that grows in the mountains.
That's poisonous?
No, it's just it's very pretty.
Oh,
bush.
Flowering bush.
Large leaves.
Are you thinking about rhododendrons?
Right, and then there's something that usually grows in the same area.
And the myrtle tree.
Okay.
I can't
think of that.
I think of laurel. Laurel, yeah, mountain laurel. Oh. Mama knows those things better than I do. She was raised up in Granger County and right close to Clinch Mountain.
Okay. And a large flowering tree that you always see on Petrie's southern plantations.
Oh,
great big white
magnolia.
Right, okay.
We have a few magnolias here.
Okay. If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says, I must ask my...
my